President Joe Biden professes to lead into the year 2023 by becoming the nation's leading hypocrite, whereas Democrat governors launch their war on poverty. Yes, the very problem they created, they are now saying we need billions to solve. And finally, the retirement age in France is being raised from 62 to 64. We'll talk about what that means, all this and more, on the next episode of The Good Fight. I'm your host, Mark Thielman. Please stay with us. Well, hello and welcome to another exciting episode of The Good Fight. And as I said last week, when I sipped from my Wokebane cup and I looked into the future through my crystal ball and I said 2023 has all the ingredients necessary to be even more Karen crazy than 2022. And yes, here we are going into week three of 2023. And I'm telling you, history is not disappointing, nor is Joe Biden. Yes, President Joe Biden, apparently, when he left office under President Obama as vice president, maybe took out a mere 10 classified documents, according to the latest news pundits. So let me give some insight that the media is not reporting on so that we can steel our minds, so that I can arm you with all the tools you need to help our loved ones on the communist Marxist left maybe drift slowly back to common sense. We need to make it the new vitamin, if you know what I'm saying. So, if you have a Wokebane coffee mug, I highly recommend you take a sip. First and foremost, if you listen to the pundits regarding the supposed classified documents, 10 of them, as being reported, that Joe Biden apparently walked out of the White House with after President Trump took office, so we're, I don't know how many years that is, almost 6 years ago. Yeah, these classified documents have been sitting in his little office that he set up post being vice president, and apparently his lawyers found them. Now, when did they find them? Oh, a week before the midterm elections. Fascinating. And when are we now hearing about them? Oh, that's right. Not until 2023. This is a fascinating phenomena, by the way, because now Joe Biden today, now that this is out in the public, is now saying he doesn't know how those classified documents got into his office or why they were there. It gets better, though. The media comes out and says it was only 10 documents. You see, I mean, that's all. It was just a mere 10 documents. And then Joe Biden gets out in front of the press, of course, when asked about it. Joe Biden says, well, we turned over all the boxes. Okay, and I'm going to say it again. All the boxes. Now, I don't know about you guys, but if I got 10 documents, I might put them in an envelope. A manila one, maybe. Maybe one that says top secret. And I'll put it in one of those overcoats, maybe a khaki one with my cloak and dagger look, you know, and play the Pink Panther anthem. But Joe Biden had 10 boxes of classified documents. That's what's going on. So don't believe what you're being told because they are lying to you. But it gets better. I mean, after all, The View was talking about it today. And Joy Behar, what an intellectual giant. She comes out and says, well, I'm not sure what's going on. After all, Trump's a liar. So when Trump takes classified documents, I mean, you know he's a liar. It's a big deal. But we don't see Joe Biden as a liar and a cheat. And therefore, we're giving him the benefit of the doubt. You see, Joy just helped explain to the rest of the nation that we are in what's called the end stage of a free republic, unless we choose to keep it. What will that entail? It entails standing up and not participating in any more Joe Biden or Democrat stupid. Please, do not ask me, Joe, to live your stupid. I was not born yesterday. Actually, if you want to know about newborns, I will say this, if I may digress. I am the proud grandpa of a new baby girl, Madeline Ellen, my daughter Melissa. She had her baby, and I, Mark Thielman, that's Mark with a C, sipping Wokebane, and I walked into the hospital, and I walked down the hall. My daughter, of course, was guiding me through on the phone, and she says, "Dad, now the doors are going to be locked to the nursery ward." And I go, "No problem." So I hit the little button, and the doors swing wide open, and my son-in-law is standing there, and he's got a mask on. The guy's the size of an NFL linebacker, and he's wearing this tiny little mask. It was quite a juxtaposition, but it gets better. So I go to follow him, and this is no lie, because we're in Karen crazy times. Nurse Karen, yes, I am not making this up. It was a nurse named Karen, says, "Sir, sir, you are required to put on a mask." And I looked over, I saw her name tag, and I said, "Well, thank you, Karen, but I won't be needing one." And then she says, and I quote, "Sir, it is our hospital policy. You will wear a mask or you will be asked to leave." And she thrust the box of masks towards me. So I reached in and I grabbed a mask, and I literally said, "Well, thank you," as I walked and followed my son-in-law to go visit my granddaughter, 9 pounds, 10 ounces, by the way. And I said to Nurse Karen, "Thank you. I will use this to wipe my beep." I do want to apologize to my daughter, because she did call me a couple days later and said, "Dad, that was kind of embarrassing." But here's what I said to my daughter. I said, "Sweetie, I understand. But," I said, "I will not participate in hospital stupid. We're talking about trained medical people who know that masks do not filter viral particles. We've always known this. Here's what I'm saying, and it ties right back to Joe Biden's stupid. What administration is still requiring hospitals to use and impose policies, if you will, of mask wearing? Well, that would be Joe Biden. And he is saying to those people, do what I want or else. We'll regulate you. We'll tax you. We'll put you out of business. And so you get things like the FBI making suggestions to Facebook and everybody clamoring around. Well, he did it. He put a bunch of money out to hospitals, by the way, all of whom are going broke now. And he said, do what I want, impose these policies or else. So good fight. It's important that we say, how did an envelope of 10 classified documents turn into boxes? Anytime President Biden is in trouble, what happens? Well, a bunch of Democrat governors, Gavin Newsom today in California, declared that California is the freedom state. Yeah, freedom state. California is the least free state in the nation based on any indices of freedom. And it is fascinating to me how they're trying to wordsmith this. So Gavin Newsom's out calling California the freedom state and that people are free to be individuals. And we have a deficit of $228 billion. So, again, California's broke, just so everyone knows, but yet he's saying that they are the magnet of freedom in the country. By the way, California is bleeding people almost as fast as their northern neighbor of Oregon. Yes, the state of Oregon has gone down in population for the first time in 40 years. Congratulations, Kate Brown. Oh, that's right. You're no longer governor. Why? Because today, Tina Kotek came out and she declared a homeless emergency. Now, here's what I love. Why don't we spend the 15 years she spent in the legislature creating the homeless problem and the crime problem and the lawlessness in Portland? And then when we finally, shall we say, abscond with an election and become governor, well, then we'll declare an emergency to address the very problem we created and then shame the legislature by saying, I'm going to give an executive order to build 36,000 homes. That's our goal. It's very ambitious. And I need $138 million from the Oregon taxpayers to put 1,200 people in housing in the next 30 days. Literally, she just said that today. And it's only day one, people. I'm going to need 2 or 3 Wokebane coffee mugs. And if you have not ordered your Wokebane mug, please go to inthegoodfight.org. Look up on the merch page. We got awesome t-shirts. We got Wokebane coffee mugs, different shapes, styles. There's even the Wokebane Stein. Jay Inslee, governor of Washington State, just decried today. He wants a referendum sent to the people for $4 billion so that the taxpayers can put homeless people, most of whom are criminals and drug addicts. Most of whom. Now, there are some that might be down on their luck, but let's be real. Those aren't the ones that are going to cost $4 billion, because Jay Inslee today said that the values of the people of Washington demand that we create $4 billion and give it to him so that he can, shall we say, buy votes by canceling work. He literally said that we cannot ask these people to work. We cannot judge them. We cannot say, are you being a responsible drug addict by trying to get off drugs? It's like that Mel Brooks movie. Did you ever see that one? History of the World Part 1. Now, it's not a movie I'd recommend for the kids. There was a scene where Mel Brooks was unemployed as a stand-up philosopher. And he went to the Roman dole, which the dole, for those in this country who don't know what that means, is welfare. And he went to get his welfare bag of coins. And sure enough, Bea Arthur was there as the actress. And she said, occupation. And he said, stand-up philosopher. And she said, huh? And he said, I try to exact the essence. She said, oh, you're a bull whatever artist. And he's like, She said, did you bull blank last week? And he said, no. Did you try to bull blank last week? And he said, yes. And she said, okay, this is your last bag of coins. You don't bull blank by next week. We're cutting you off. And this is a beautiful thing, because I didn't realize just how, shall we say, clairvoyant Mel Brooks was. I think that movie was made in 1978. And little did we know that that is exactly what Jay Inslee is saying. Jay Inslee is saying, we're going to give this money, we're going to support these people, we're going to give them resources and not ask them to do anything in return, including to get off drugs. Yes, 2023, it's rolling. I'm telling you, it's as crazy as the weather in Northern California. Oh, by the way, Gavin Newsom did say that this high amount of rain in California that's going on and creating all kinds of mayhem and power outages. Apparently, folks, it's never happened before. It's a direct result of global climate change. Get ready, folks, because crazy is just getting started. We have had cyclones many, 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 many times during my 52 years of life. And only this year are they saying that a cyclone, which is as normal as next Tuesday, okay, by the way, they hadn't had one for 3 years and they had a little bit of a drought. Well, this certainly got them caught up. And so instead of being happy about the rain and the fact that, yeah, there's some power outages and some issues, but overall, it's going to be really good for hydropower, for the environment, for the forests, for everything that depends on fresh water. Instead of celebrating that and getting excited, nope, they have to go down. And this is called Communist Manifesto people. This is how we divide whole populations of people. And we do it by taking the homeless among us and giving them money that, let's be real, isn't necessarily going to address the fundamental issues that the majority of homeless people have, which is drug, alcohol, mental illness issues. You have to get to the underlying causes, very little of which these funds will do. Housing for 1,200 people at a price tag of $138 million. I shudder to do the math, but that is not very efficient in terms of bang for the buck. I'll just leave it at that. Finally, I must confess, I'm a little rummy right now. Why? Because I did something that's almost completely outlawed in the nation of Argentina. Argentina is a nation that's ahead of the United States in going full left, progressive, woke crazy. You see, in Argentina, there are more people on welfare than there are who actually work and generate revenue to pay taxes, which is why Argentina just got bailed out for the 14th time by the International Monetary Fund. Now, who is the number one provider of funds for the IMF? Oh, that's right. You good fight, the taxpayer. Let that kind of sink in. But it gets better. Because Jay Inslee has canceled work. Gavin Newsom is canceling work. And Tina Kotek is going to cancel work. I'm making a prediction. We are going to go the way of France. if we do not get things like election integrity and educate our young people in terms of morals and values and ethics. And the most important ethic we can instill to our young people is a work ethic. I mean, it's fascinating to me. And here's why. New data coming out of, yes, it comes right out of the IRS, the federal government. If you make $20,000 and you access, you know, three of the 1,700 government subsidy programs, by the time you get tax credits and you get your health care paid for, you know, in terms of Oregon, that would be the Oregon Health Plan, etc., and you add all those benefits up, and this includes, by the way, calculating in a certain amount of unemployment. So a person in Oregon who makes $20,000 a year and accesses a splash of the many, many benefits that the state provides, by the time you factor it in, their aggregate income is $75,000. Fascinating, isn't it? Now, I don't know about you, but where did the tax dollars come from that pays for that? Well, it comes from the middle class, which, according to new statistics in Oregon, is the largest shrinking class of people, aka small business, middle class, hardworking, educated people. They are shrinking rapidly in Oregon, Washington, and California, many of whom are moving out. Yes, Oregon is declining in population for the first time, just like France did before they immigrated most of North Africa and the Middle East. So, in France, they are now declaring that the national retirement age is going to move from 62 to 64. And I know what you're saying. Hey, Mark, what's the big deal? It's 2 years. The government in France is no longer able to provide all the retirement benefits that come by retiring so early in France. Now, the government's out saying,
oui, it's because everybody's living longer. And so we must ask them to work an extra 2 years.
And I'm telling you, riots in the street all across France. It's pandemonium over there over this announcement. But the real reason is France can't afford its giant national pension plans and all its pension regulations and all of its entitlement programs that its aging population is demanding. And so we are at the beginning of what we call the tipping point, where you'll start to see what we call amortizing of a whole host of benefits. And it starts out by saying, it's only because we are living longer in France. The water is so clear because no one has anything to produce. Yes, we make crepes, but we do not make anything else. That's the best French accent I can do. So in France, productivity continues to decline. More and more people are working less. The average work week in France is of 32 hours, by the way. Whereas in the United States, I think it's a little over 40, actually. So productivity is down. People are aging. More people are retiring. And they're saying to the government, I want my, I want my, I want my. And the French government is in a real pinch because they can only monetize and create and print so much money. And with the recession going on in Europe, the war in Ukraine, the supply chain issues, it's causing a whole host of revenue shortfalls in the nation of France. France will be one of the first indicator countries. So they're not alone. Obviously, Sri Lanka's already collapsed due to leftist policies that banned fertilizer. I mean, how dare we ban something that's a natural compound that we can make in factories and put on the soil and grow massive amounts of food? Yeah, that's good. That's good policy. Why? Because we care about Mother Earth. So, all that being said, please, everybody, if you have the means, now is a good time to prepare for, well, shall we say, potential runs on banks. It may not hit the United States as quickly. France is already starting to circle the drain. And it's going to be an interesting road here to see how the financial future gets fixed. So as the Fed continues to raise interest rates, that's going to make the bond market go insane. Inflation is high. People who want to invest in government bonds are going to say, why would I do that at 3%? when inflation's at 7. And so in order to entice people to purchase those bonds, which are considered safe government investments, they have to coax people into losing money. So what the bond market does is the bond market goes up. They start paying bonds at 3, 4, 5%. Well, that means that the money the United States government owes on U.S. treasuries also goes up. And it becomes a huge issue. In other words, if you had variable interest on your mortgage, some of you may, but most people don't. But if you do, this is not a good time to have a variable interest, because as interest rates go up, your monthly payments go up exponentially with interest rates. That's kind of an oversimplification, but I wanted to give everyone in the good fight a feel for what's happening in the global money supply. France will solve this problem by printing more money, I guarantee you, and by selling more bonds to itself. It's called fiat. It's the same thing the U.S. Treasury does with the Fed. We are in a real pickle. What we need to salvage the situation is to end the war in Ukraine. China needs to open up. I guess they're trying to. The communist regime could go away. That would be nice. And we need some stability to return between China and Taiwan, North Korea, South Korea. We need everybody to chill and allow global commerce to start moving again. That's what we need to do, because we are at a tipping point. If you are interested in learning more, highly recommend that you check out some YouTube videos. Just type in banking crisis. There is a ton of really good stuff out there for the beginner to help you understand the basics of this. We are in very much so in historic times, in which we could be facing, at least some countries like France, could potentially be facing hyperinflation sometime in the next 3 to 5 years. Hyperinflation is bad, by the way. So I'm going to end there. I really appreciate everyone. I'm Mark Hill. That's Mark with a C. C stands for conservative. And this is The Good Fight. God bless everybody. Until next time.
Can we set aside our differences? Can we set each other free to pursue our lives in happiness? Explore our liberty. A life of grace, peace and mercy, where truth and beauty are held dear. We have a common enemy, spirits of hate and fear. The world's messed up, on that we agree. We got a planet for a problem. It's all right there in our history. So what are we gonna do to fix it? What's our remedy? The world's messed up.